there. This is Jo McGarry. Welcome to our podcast. A little different from Radio Mojo, the radio show. The podcasts are meant to be a more private, more intimate, more in-depth look behind the scenes with our guests, and continuing to bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. If you want to know more about what we do and our work specifically with restaurants and food clients, then you can go to our website, mojomcgarry.com, and this podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or any of the other places where you like to get your podcasts. Enjoy, and thanks for being with us. Hey, Anne, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How is Hawaii treating you on your first trip here?
Right. Delightful and delicious, and it makes me not want to leave. It's hard to think about going back to New York.
The event last night, I mean, where you were positioned, you had the setting sun behind you, and I have to think that that is a great place to be if you're a chef.
I think it's a great place to be if you're anybody, but as a chef, I'll certainly take it. I'm very happy to be cooking outside on the beach with the sunset and lots of nice people, good food. I think it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, we're very happy to have you and the wonderful energy that you bring wherever you go. You know, when I think about you and your cooking, I know that you host a number of different shows now, but I think of you as rustic and Italian and food that you want to get a huge group of people together to sit around a table and eat. Is that true? Is that where your heart is in that kind of food?
Definitely, that's where my heart is. I really do believe that, I mean, whatever the kind of food it is, I feel like it should be surrounded by family, by friends, by good feeling, by laughter, by lots of wine, of course. But, you know, that's what I feel about cooking. And it's so much more than about just what you're eating. It's about tradition, and it's about community and culture and bringing all those things together.
When did you first decide that you wanted to pursue the culinary arts? I mean, were you the kind of little girl that was in the kitchen baking with your mom when you were five?
Yes, I was. Actually, when I was three, I went to my mom and said, "Mom, I have something to tell you. I have a friend named Julie." And she said, "You do? Who?" And I said, "Julie Child. I watch her every day on TV." So I think it chose me when I was really young. I don't think I realized it until I started working in restaurants when I was 19 just because I wanted to buy a car. And then when I was 23, I decided to make it my career.
Of all the places you've worked, I know you spent some time cooking and learning in Italy and then came back to New York with that. Of all the places that you've been, is there a time in your life that you would like to hold a moment in time? You know how people always ask you, like, what's your most memorable meal? You know, what's
right,
the best
right.
meal? Is there a cooking
I've been
time?
Very fortunate to have a lot of really wonderful cooking experiences, and I've had a lot of great jobs. And I really believe that, you know, sort of all the jobs that I've had, or, you know, I think it's not just true for me, but for a lot of people, all the jobs that I've had and all my life experiences have always, like, add up to the fabric of who I am mm-hmm. now mm-hmm. and allow me to do what I do now. So I think that if any one of the work experiences that I've had would be missing, mm-hmm. it would be sort of a hole in my career. And I've been fairly well-rounded. So, you know, yes, I loved working in Italy, but I've also had some pretty fabulous jobs in New York that I really enjoyed.
I have to ask you, people would not forgive me, really, if I didn't ask you a wee bit about the amazingly popular television series, The Worst Cooks in America. Are those people really that bad?
They are really that bad. They're shockingly bad. And, you know, like the first season, I was really shocked. And going back for the second season, I was more prepared for it. But then I guess, you know, like sort of as you say, time kind of heals all wounds. I was equally shocked all over again.
You know what I think is quite stunning about the show, Anne, is well, there's a couple of things I think that make it quite arresting television viewing. But part of it is the sheer raw emotion of people who can't cook and who really desperately want to cook. I mean, it's quite sad.
I think cooking, just like anything else, is something you have to learn how to do. And I think people sort of, just because they think they have cooked something, you know, anybody can throw something in a pan and, you know, heat it up or whatever and make it something that you can eat, but it doesn't mean it's good. And I think people sort of forget that, oh, you know, you have to learn how to cook just like anything else. Like, I don't know how to play golf. I mean, I understand you go and whack a ball around and try to get it in the hole, but if I went out on a golf course, I'd stink at it, you know, or if I try to do, like, you know, brain surgery, I don't know how to do it, so it seems really scary to me. So I think cooking is just like that.
Do you think, though, that there are people, I mean, do you see people in front of you who you can see a spark in them? You go, oh, my gosh, you don't know the technique, but you definitely have got this. I guess what I'm asking you is there a difference between people who inherently have this as a talent and people who can learn the basics, but they'll never be anything more than average?
Well, of course, there's always that. I mean, you know, we don't want to be discouraging, but yes, there's definitely people who are inherently better at other things than others. And I think that's true of everything. But, you know, like, it really is sort of like this cast of kind of lovable losers, and they really do dig deep and transform themselves. And I mean, they wind up to be like adequate. Nobody finishes like super great.
No,
but it's also a very short time, and it's a very intensive process. So I'm sure, like, once they leave there, they take, you know, the little bit that I've given them and they expand on it themselves and wind up to be pretty good.
Do you have a moment that you remember, a favorite one, I suppose, where you absolutely were horrified by the thing that was in your mouth that somebody had cooked?
Oh, yes. I've had a lot of those, especially on Worst Cooks. I mean, there's been a lot of horrifying things that sadly I have had to eat. you know, like last season, Joshy, when he came for his audition thing or his interview, he brought something that just, it looked like brown and it smelled like the bottom of an ashtray and pretty much tasted like that, except it was not only like tasted like ashes, but it was super spicy at the same time.
Hot ashes. Lovely.
Oh, yes, like spicy ashes, not delicious.
We're chatting with Anne Burrell. She is guest chef at the Hawaii Food and Wine Paradise. It's being hosted out at Ihilani at Ko'olina Resort this afternoon. There's a lunch I'm going to tell you more about in just a while. And tonight, the wonderful Food and Wine Extravaganza. You can find more information by going to HawaiiFoodandWineParadise.com. We have all the information, and there's a few seats left for tonight, but I'll warn you now, there's not very many. So if you want to go to tonight's event, you should go online right now and start making your reservations. And tell us what you have coming up tonight. Is your menu all set? Are you ready to go?
I'm actually just attending tonight. So I'm just being there to meet all the delightful people that are going to show up. So I'm looking forward to eating some delightful and delicious things myself.
And I know you have a couple of days for R&R. Do you have some great places lined up to go? Have we been good in telling you all the best restaurants you must seek out?
Well, I have to say, I'm staying at the Halekulani, and Vikram Garg, the executive chef, has done an amazing job of being a wonderful host. And so he's taken me around to a few places, a few little, like, off-the-beaten past places for, you know, like yesterday we had some delicious hand-cut soba noodles and tempura, which was delightful. He took me, actually it wasn't to, yesterday morning we went to the Honolulu fish auction all the tuna and everything, and then we ate breakfast at Nico's right after that, which was a little local fun flavor. And, of course, we've gone to, I guess, it's a favorite chef hangout is the Side Street Inn. So we've really, you know, made some rounds. And, you know, like, I think we'll tonight we're having the yummy barbecue. And tomorrow I think we're going to do, like, a barbecue on the beach or something close to that.
You sound like you're in excellent hands.
I am in excellent hands, yes. Good. And I'm after this interview, I'm about to take a little walk on Diamond Head. So.
Have fun.
It's been delightful, and I'm looking forward to, like, you know, really though getting my hands on some really some ripe local pineapple. That's what I came here to want to eat.
There's lots of it about. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. It's lovely having you in Honolulu. Enjoy the weekend and the rest of the food and wine that awaits. Thank you, Anne.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information, remember, go check out our website, mojomcgarry.com. We'll see you next time.